670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Prices keep heading in one direction, and it's not down. Wholesale prices picked up again last month.
It's the latest sign that inflation pressures remain elevated and might not cool in the coming months as fast as the Federal Reserve or the Biden administration would like. The government's producer price index rose 0.6% from January to February. That's up from a 0.3% rise the previous month. Measured year over year, producer prices rose by 1.6% in February.
Correspondent Jeremy House. The Senate is the next stop for a bill that could eventually result in a ban on TikTok in the U.S. Legislation cleared the House yesterday, where Wisconsin Congressman Mike Gallagher is one of its biggest boosters.
Gallagher says there's one big problem with TikTok.
That is owned by ByteDance. ByteDance is a Chinese company.
And is therefore beholden to the Chinese Communist Party and has a big platform for disseminating CCP propaganda.
The fundamental national security concern.
The bill bans social media control in the U.S. by any of the countries listed as foreign adversaries.
China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran.
The bill is expected to pass in the Senate next week. Bob Agnew reported.
With Haiti sinking deeper into bloodshed and violence, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is deploying the National Guard and law enforcement to the Keys to stop a potential flood of Haitian migrants. Some are calling the massive chunks of ice that have pelted parts of Kansas and Missouri gorilla hail. It brought traffic to a standstill for a time along parts of Interstate 70. And a Japanese court has ruled that Japan's current law limiting marriage to a man and a woman is unconstitutional, but the court does not have the power to strike down the law. On Wall Street this morning, stocks have turned lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The new FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy. It's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wolnow. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. Remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
This KMCQ News Flash, powered by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, they'd rather wait. Just weeks before the Tropicana is scheduled to close, the casino's owner, Bally's Corporation, now mulling over a corporate takeover bid. That news comes as company officials told the Nevada Gaming Control Board last week they're facing a $800 million shortfall to build a planned casino in Chicago. Company is also moving ahead with plans to develop a new resort in connection with a ballpark to be built by the Oakland A's on the Tropicana site here in Las Vegas. In a Securities and Exchange Commission filing earlier this week, Bally's announced it's formed a special committee to evaluate a preliminary offer by Standard General to buy all outstanding shares of the company for $15 a share. Now, the company rejected a previous bid from that hedge fund back in 2022. Then the offer was $38 a share. Blowing dust and sand could make today miserable for allergy sufferers and folks with breathing challenges. Clark County issuing an air quality advisory due to winds forecast to blow 25 to 35 miles per hour with gusts to 50 through tomorrow morning. Now, the constant winds are expected to elevate pollen counts to extremely high levels. And given those windy conditions, folks with heart or lung disease, older adults, kids may feel better staying indoors as much as possible. Tomorrow's forecast also includes a 30% chance of rain. Some good news for your pocketbook. Inflation slowed in some key areas like food and housing last month. The Consumer Price Index showed that prices rose by 3.2% for the 12 months that ended in February. The prices for eggs, bacon, coffee, and other commonly bought foods are still rising faster than they did before the pandemic happened, that is. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
Hear inspiring stories that are part of the American landscape every night at 10 on Our American Stories. Everyone has a story to tell, and master storyteller Lee Habib tells them on AM 670 KMZQ.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Even though it's starting to bunch up a little bit through the resort corridor on I-15 southbound from Charleston on down, that's moving along at a better pace than usual. And that is all because Clark County School District is still on spring break right now. Fewer cars on the road this week. And in fact, moving along safely, no accidents being reported on or off the highways. Going to have these high winds today and again all night. A wind advisory in effect until tomorrow morning at 5. And with gusts up to 40 miles per hour. Today's high is going to reach the mid-60s, only 45 though right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to... Anyway... America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him...
Check it out!
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pronounce it right, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two, live and local, everything you need to know to start your day. Something you're going to need to know at that morning sales meeting. It might help you look really, really smart. The third test flight of the SpaceX rocket that is intended to take man back to the moon and someday to Mars blasted off successfully this morning, 6:25 our time, and it went off the launch pad at Boca Chica, Texas, the launch site for SpaceX. So that is good news. It is a public office that is so incredibly misunderstood. And I'm talking about the role of lieutenant governor in the state of Nevada. Obviously, a part of the job description that the lieutenant governor presides over the state senate. But there's a lot more to the job than just that. Joining us now, the guy that's got the title, he's a good friend, and I'm so happy to have him on, Nevada Lieutenant Governor Stavros Anthony, who joins us. Stavros, how you been?
I'm doing great, Kevin. Good to be with you. And right now I'm up in Moapa Valley as part of my four-day tour through rural Nevada to talk to some great Americans about things that are important to them and how the state of Nevada can help them.
I know that we always talk about, you know, what does Lieutenant Governor do? And you must get that question about 1,000 times a week. But I love the idea that your job is more than just presiding over the state Senate. You are in charge of tourism for the state, and you're doing a lot over the next few weeks related to that very issue, the whole idea of tourism across the state of Nevada.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably one question I get asked on a regular basis is what the heck does the lieutenant governor do? And you're right, I'm the president of the Senate, but that's only once every 2 years, so 120 days, which is very thankful as far as I'm concerned. But the rest of the time, I'm the chair of Nevada Tourism Commission, so I oversee the Department of Tourism and Cultural Affairs for the state, promoting tourism throughout the state. I'm the chair of the Outdoor Recreation Advisory Council, so we focus on making sure we have good outdoor recreation for not only our Nevada residents, but for tourism. I'm on the Nevada Department of Transportation Board, which oversees the Nevada Department of Transportation, making sure we have some great roads in this state. I'm on the board of GOA, the Governor's Office of Economic Development, and we're trying to make sure we diversify our economy all over the state of Nevada. And then I oversee the Office of Small Business Advocacy, and we're here to support small businesses all over the state of Nevada and ensure that we don't have onerous regulations and fines and licensing requirements. And we want people to open up a small business, and we want the state of Nevada to get out of their way. So I don't not only do that in Las Vegas where I live, but I travel all over the state of Nevada meeting with some great Nevadans and find out, you know, what is it that the state of Nevada can help with, or what are the obstacles that the state of Nevada has set up when it comes to transportation and tourism and small businesses. So it's I love going all over the state. We have some great people here, and recently I was in Pahrump, Beatty, Tonopah, Ash Meadows, went down the extraterrestrial highway, and now I'm in Moapa Valley spending the day, and then I'll head back to Las Vegas.
I want to ask you, because we always think of tourism when we think of the 43-plus million people that come through Harry Reid International Airport, and they come to Nevada, and they spend a lot of money. But there's also tourism that goes on from within the state, people that may live in Pahrump and want to go someplace and want to go to Tonopah, for instance. Is that a part of your role as a chief tourism officer for the state, getting people to travel the state, experience the state?
Yeah, you know, when you think of Nevada, obviously most people think of Las Vegas or Reno, Sparks, Lake Tahoe. That's where our major airports are located. And both of those areas have a pretty robust support system when it comes to tourism. It's the rest of the state that just needs some support, and that's where my job comes in. So I was in Pahrump talking to the Corvette racetrack out there and the gun range, and we have wineries out in Pahrump, and talking to them about how I can support getting more tourists out to their destinations. I was passing through Beatty talking about how their small businesses can be supported. I went to Ash Meadows Wildlife Preservation, which is probably most people have never heard of, but it's in Nevada, and it's a great place for outdoor recreation. Tonopah's got some absolutely fascinating mining properties that people can walk and explore and get guided tours. Driving down the extraterrestrial highway from Tonopah to Moapa Valley is absolutely fascinating. So these are small businesses all over the state of Nevada that really rely on tourism, and it's really my responsibility to promote those areas, to try to find out how we can get tourists to come into those areas. And a lot of it is international. Up in Tahoe, there's a dark sky location that I went to at 9 o'clock at night, where it is absolutely phenomenal how much of the universe that you can see. And there's a lot of international tourists that like to experience something like that. So I'm really that's really my focus, is rural Nevada. And I try to support Las Vegas and Reno the best I can. That's why I travel the state so much, just to make sure people understand the tourist opportunities all over the state of Nevada.
Again, Nevada Lieutenant Governor Stavros Anthony, a good friend, joining us. You put out a press release earlier this month citing several iconic Nevada landmarks that have received national recognition. Can you give us an example of what we're talking about here?
National landmarks. Well, you know, but a lot of that has to do with outdoor recreation. I mean, Great Basin National Park. It's an absolutely wonderful park, but it's one of the least visited. And talking to park rangers, if you go to a lot of our national parks all over the country, Yellowstone, parks like that, there are a lot of visitors there. There are a lot of people. And they're trying to encourage, and I'm trying to encourage, to come to our smaller not so much our smaller landmass parks, but ones that have less visitation, and you can get a better experience. So Great Basin National Parks has the Lehman Caves. It has Wheeler Peak. And there are less people there, which means you can have a better outdoor recreation experience. As I mentioned, Ash Meadows, another great outdoor recreation experience. So we have some nationally recognized areas in Nevada that are not as well known as some others around the United States, which means you just get a better experience because there are less people there kind of bumping into each other.
What is the Nevada Silver Trails road trip that you're embarking on? I think that is so cool what you're doing. Explain what it is you're doing, why you're out on the road.
So the way we have our travel system set up in the state of Nevada, we have 10 road trips. So you can go to the Travel Nevada website. You can find out what these road trips are. There's the Cowboy Corridor. There's the Great Basin Corridor. There's the Western Nevada Corridor, the Extraterrestrial Corridor, and the one that I'm on right now that I'm doing for the first time is the Silver Trails Corridor, which kind of follows kind of the mining experience. But it's these towns that are connected that we put together as a Silver Trail. So you can start in Las Vegas, go through Pahrump, and then take the road up to Death Valley. That's another complete corridor, but Silver Trails goes through Death Valley, Ash Meadows. You go into Beatty, wonderful places to visit in Beatty. And then you take the road up to Tonopah, and Tonopah is, 6,000 feet high, so it's a different experience. There's mines up there that you can explore, small businesses. And then you come back down, go through the extraterrestrial corridor where you can see all the aliens. Actually, while I was in Tonopah, I stayed at the Mezpah Hotel, and there were paranormal people walking around trying to find out where the ghosts are located. And luckily, I didn't have that experience, but supposedly there are ghosts walking around the Mezpah. And then you can end up in Moapa Valley, which is an absolutely wonderful farming community right next to Lake Mead, with some places to visit here. And there's museums all up and down. So the Silver Trails Corridor is what I'm doing right now. And like I said, if you go to the Travel Nevada website, you can see every single one of these corridors. And they're just a wonderful experience for 3-4 days. It's not some of them are longer drives than others, but it's just a way to see the rest of Nevada. And just as important, you're supporting all these small businesses that are involved in tourism, and that's how they support their families. And if I can get Nevadans and people outside Nevada and the rest of the world to come to these places, it's better for our economy, and it really helps these folks when it comes to their small businesses and their families.
I noticed that on the day after St. Paddy's Day, those of us that sober up and face March 18th, you're going to be part of a community chat. What's that all about?
Yeah, so what we've been putting together all over the state of Nevada, and we had one up in Reno a couple of weeks ago, and we're doing another one here down in Las Vegas, specifically in Henderson. It's part of my small business advocacy office, where we're going to on a regular basis hold these community chats, primarily with small businesses, but anybody's really invited to them. And it's a way for business owners to come out and talk to me and the director of the Office of Small Business Advocacy on how we can help small businesses on a state level. And usually it's things like, why do we need a license to do this business? Why do we need multiple licenses? Why can't we have some kind of reciprocity? Why is the late fee so much? Why is the license cost so much? And why does it take so long to get a license? And that's really what I'm trying to do, is I'm trying to reduce these regulations and requirements and fees. So if somebody wants to open up a small business, instead of spending 2 months trying to navigate all these government regulations, we can get it down to a couple of days and they can open up. So I want to personally talk to these folks. The director wants to personally talk to these folks. And anybody else who comes out wants to talk about how the state of Nevada can help when it comes to transportation and education and tourism and trying to attract businesses into their community. So, you know, it's nice to do emails and texts and Zoom calls, but I like the one-on-one face-to-face because you can really interact with people. So we're going to be holding these on a regular basis, and our next one is in Henderson.
March 18th, the day after St. Patty's Day. Stavros, always good to visit with you. It's good to know how our tax dollars are being spent, and you're spending them wisely, and I really appreciate that. Thanks so much for all you do for our state, and always good to get with you. We'll do it again soon, okay?
You're a great American, Kevin. Thank you for having me.
Stavros Anthony, Nevada Lieutenant Governor. It's more than just presiding over the state Senate. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Do you have a toothache? Don't worry. Happy Smiles Dental Group has appointments available on the same day. Call 702-476-6767. They are open Monday through Saturday. They take most insurances, including Medicaid. They also have a denture lab on site where you can have your denture repaired on the same day. Other services include braces, implants, crowns, veneers, and more. Call 702-476-6767. Located at 2585 South Jones Boulevard, corner of Sahara and Jones.
Dan Swartz is the strong voice we need in Congress.
Today, our country needs a reboot. I'm Dan Swartz. I was proud to serve overseas in the Army, turn around an ailing business, and then be elected Nevada State Treasurer.
As State Treasurer, Dan Swartz fought for us.
I've been called every name in the book by the career politicians in Carson City because I wasn't afraid to stand up to them and fight for kids, parents, and taxpayers. I never ducked, I never backed down, and I never will.
Dan will close the borders until Congress does its job and fixes America's broken immigration system. And he's clear on his choice for president.
I am strongly endorsing Donald Trump for president.
Vote Dan Swartz for Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, a strong voice for Nevada.
I'm Dan Swartz, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Dan Swartz for Congress.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get? That's right. You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I like to dream it. Yes, yes, right between the sun machine. On the cloud of sun.
This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Sinatra and Streisand together at the Aliante. That's right, March 22nd and 23rd. It's my buddy Robbie Howard and Sharon Owens, two of the top tribute artists in the world, coming together with award-winning music and hilarious banter. They are so funny together. They really honestly are. You got to see it. Advance tickets on sale right now through Ticketmaster. That's March 22nd and 23rd at the Aliante. Marsha Blackburn is somebody I've interviewed maybe 50 times from my days working in Nashville, Tennessee. She is a senator from Tennessee, and I want you to hear what she says. She was on with Martha McCallum yesterday reacting to the House passing the TikTok ban. It's not really a ban. It means that it's going to have to be sold off to probably U.S. interests. Steve Mnuchin this morning saying he's putting together a group. He's the former Treasury Secretary under Donald J. Trump, and said that he's putting together a bunch of money, American money, to buy TikTok and operate TikTok. So it wouldn't go away. It would just be under new ownership. That's all. This was Marsha Blackburn. This is Cut 5. Go.
What is your reaction to today, Senator? And what do you think will happen in the Senate, and when?
Yes, Martha, I am so pleased that the House moved their legislation forward. 352 I votes. That is a very good sign. And I think it shows that TikTok has overstepped. People realize, you know, with all of these people calling offices last week saying, don't do this, I'll do something to myself, people saw firsthand how the Chinese Communist Party can use TikTok and weaponize it. So it helped prove the point. It has pushed it across the finish line. Now it will come to the Senate, and whether it's the House bill or a companion Senate bill, the good thing is this. People realize this is spyware. It is soft propaganda. It is coming from TikTok and ByteDance, which is owned in part by the Chinese Communist Party. China has a national security law. We saw this with Hong Kong. We know it with TikTok. Mm-hmm. And they have access to every bit of data that a TikTok user generates. So the Chinese Communist Party wants to own the virtual you of 170 million American users. People are waking up to that threat.
But, Senator, here's the political problem. 170 million Americans use this. And here is the former president, Donald Trump, talking about this. And he said he would sign a ban on TikTok back in 2020. But here's what he says now.
There are a lot of people on TikTok that love it. There are a lot of young kids on TikTok who will go crazy without it. There's, you know, a lot of good, and there's a lot of bad with TikTok. But the thing I don't like is that without TikTok, you can make Facebook bigger. And I consider Facebook to be an enemy of the people, along with a lot of the media.
What do you say to that different opinion from the former president these days?
And, of course, we need to deal with Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, all of the others. Yes, but right now, this is our opening to stand up to the Chinese Communist Party and say, you are not going to be able to control what our young people see and say and think. We're not going to give you the ability to build a virtual you of them and to track everywhere they go.
But once let me
they
ask you,
are in your...